world stereotypes. The world prejudges. The world excludes. Ageism is real. So is racism. So is prejudice. So is discrimination. It looks at a number and tries to assign a limit. It looks at your skin and tries to assign your value. It looks at your background and tries to predict your ceiling. Too old, too young, wrong color, wrong class, wrong zip code, wrong history. But Kingdom Genius, hear me. You are not defined by the earth. You are born from above. And when you're born from above, your identity is not sourced in culture. It's sourced in heaven. Your purpose is not decided by bias. It's only decided by God. Your assignment is not voted on by society. It is written, recorded, registered, final by God himself. So labels might be loud, but heaven outranks them. Because nobody can stop what God already wrote. And the Bible proves it not once, not twice, over and over again. Abraham was 100 years old and heaven still fulfilled his promise. Caleb was 85 and still said, "Give me this mountain." Simeon was advanced in years and still carried a promise until his eyes saw salvation. Because what God writes does not expire. But it's not just age. Sometimes the world says, "You're the wrong ethnicity. You don't belong here. You shouldn't have access." But Joseph was in Egypt. A Hebrew in a foreign land, different language, different culture, different system. And yet, he carried the answer to a national crisis. Not because Egypt promoted him, but because heaven prepared him. Joseph was proof that even if you don't match the room, God can still make you the solution in that same room. And history proves it too. George Washington Carver, not only was he born a slave, but they told him he was the wrong color. As if skin could cancel purpose, as if ethnicity could silence genius. But all that genius was inside him, waiting to be revealed. And in time, the same world that tried to limit him had to celebrate him. Because heaven had written brilliance in him, and what heaven writes cannot be erased by earth. And standing in the same spirit, Booker T. Washington, the man who built Tuskegee, the man who carried vision, the man who produced fruit, they tried to cap his future too. But he trained minds, built skill, built industry, built leaders, and created a stream of millionaires. Not from privilege, but from purpose. Not from approval, but from assignment. Because heaven was writing through him. So hear this, Kingdom Genius. Whether the label is age, or ethnicity, or prejudice, or discrimination, heaven does not consult labels. Heaven consults calling. Heaven consults covenant. Heaven consults what's written. And you were written before revealed, recorded before recognized, registered before manifested, and since heaven already recorded it, it is final. That's why being born from above matters, because you are not just from here. You are not just from earth systems. You are not just from bloodlines. You are not just from history. You are from heaven. You are a citizen of another kingdom. You are carrying a registry that predates your biography. And when you believe that, bias loses its power, labels lose their grip, limitations lose their voice. So even if the world discriminates, it cannot cancel your destiny. Even if the world excludes, it cannot erase your assignment. Even if the world tries to delay you, it cannot deny what's written. Because nobody can stop what God already wrote. And nothing that comes next can undo what heaven has already said.